Also, you'll find in the bulletin, the half sheet, the Belgic Confession of Faith, article number 21, the satisfaction of Christ, our only high priest for us. Let us read responsibly. We believe that Jesus Christ is ordained with an oath to be an everlasting high priest after the order of Melchizedek, and that he has presented himself in our behalf before the Father to appease his wrath by his full satisfaction, by offering himself on the tree of the cross and pouring out his precious blood to purge away our sins, as the prophets had foretold. For it is written, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter and numbered with the transgressors, and condemned by Pontius Pilate as a malefactor, though he had first declared him innocent. Therefore, he restored that which he took not away, and suffered the righteous for the unrighteous, as well in his body as in his soul, feeling the terrible punishment which our sins had merited, insomuch that his sweat became as great blood falling upon. He called out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And has suffered all this for the remission of our sins. Wherefore, we justly say with the Apostle Paul that we know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We count all things but loss and refuse for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose wounds we find all manner of consolation. Neither is it necessary to seek or invent any other means of being reconciled to God than this only sacrifice once offered, by which he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. This is also the reason why he was called by the angel of God, Jesus, that is to say, Savior, because he would save his people from their sins. Amen. There is the gospel. We talked about the law, we talked about sin, and we speak concerning how is our sins dealt with. Well, there's two options. Either you must pay for them yourselves, and it will take you an eternity to do so, and you'll never pay them off, or Christ sacrifice in your place. Notice in our confession of faith, we say that he has made full or given full satisfaction to the demands of divine justice. And he poured out his precious blood to purge away our sin. Praise God. The greater we understand the greatness of our sin, the greater we understand the greatness of our Savior. And by God's grace, the greater our appreciation should be for what he's done for us in Christ. Notice that our Lord Jesus took upon himself the judgment that lay upon us. Notice the language in the scriptures, our transgressions, our iniquities, our peace, and so on. It was our sins that he purchased. And notice, as we said at the very end, he would save his people from their sins, that he died specifically for those who the Father had given him. Notice also, it speaks of the terrible judgment, the terrible punishment, which our sins did merit. And describing it in such language from the scriptures as sweating great drops of blood falling upon the ground. And again, Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He experienced, he bore in himself, as the catechism says, the hell on earth. He satisfied divine justice, but divine justice must mete out a judgment that is worthy of the offense that we have committed. And so by his mercy, he stood in the gap. He exchanged places. And so we say with Paul, we know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We find in his wounds all manner of comfort. And notice the statement, neither is it necessary to seek or invent any other means of being reconciled to God. In many ways, that is a great description of all the other religions of the world. If you want to summarize Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, all the isms, every religion, it's an attempt by man to somehow become God or be reconciled to God or so on. It's an attempt, or as it says, it's an invention of man that is abhorrent to God. Why is it abhorrent? Because it sets aside what God has done. It says, Jesus, you're not good enough. I have to do something, or we have to do something. No, we don't need that. We have in Jesus Christ everything that is necessary. Notice again the statement, this only sacrifice once offered. Again, the language is specifically speaking to the authorities that received this Belgic confession who were Roman Catholic, who understood that there needed to be a continual sacrifice of Jesus Christ in every Mass. And so the declaration is, no, Jesus died once for all. His sacrifice is sufficient. And with, by which he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Praise God for that. Amen? Amen.